Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. As you can hear, Carson's back.
Hey, glad to be back.
And Jake's here.
Hello, everybody.
Dude, I'm so fucking awkward on these.
He's never had like, there's never I'm such back. Thing I'm as like, a clean
hey,
intro.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Be sure to like and subscribe.
Do you like and subscribe on Anchor? No?
Yeah, you can
I would
rate and review. You can subscribe on iTunes.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know any sane that. Person that goes on iTunes, but
I still buy iTunes gift cards. I buy my songs individually.
I wouldn't do
that. Supports the artist the best way. They get it's more direct.
I don't care about that.
Because it's like a full sale if you do it like that, but a stream is like a 33rd and a third of a stream or something like that. It's way worse than that. It's 0.003.
They get rich or they get super rich.
Well, I'm getting rich.
Yeah.
It just depends on the situation.
So when you start to release your music, Jake.
Oh, I've released plenty. It doesn't go anywhere. I'm not making any money. Weirdly enough, there's ads on my songs though. People have told me there's ads, but that none of that money's coming to me.
So but that's just like a SoundCloud thing. Yeah,
that's so lame.
If you get partnered, you could get.
If you listen
a small
to my music, if you listen to my music and there's an ad, I'm sorry. There shouldn't be. There's no reason for that. I didn't employ that.
Well, actually, his songs are pretty good.
Venmo him like 0.003.
Oh, I need it.
Per stream.
Every time you listen to him, just kick him a little something.
I wouldn't make anything. No one listens.
So this is your first time here on the podcast in person, but you're also in the room by the garage now.
Yes.
You want to talk about that a little bit? Talk about your experience?
Well, I'd first like to clear up any confusion. I do not live in a garage. Let's not get this confused. Yeah, I live in a room that is past the garage. So the garage and my room are two separate entities. That's the overarching thing here. So... You know, if we have that straight, then yeah. It's been nice. You know, it's a decent setup. I've been pretty lazy. I haven't really set anything up yet, to be honest. Like, it's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, my TV's here. I got some couches. It houses friends pretty well.
There is a lot of couches. You cannot take that away from this.
Yeah, we have
three.
And my bed, which is technically
a futon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I sleep on a futon. But
according to everyone else who's been in here, you actually mean it's terrible and... Everything sucks, and I'm only using you for money.
Yeah, no,
and even though Carson gets the same amount of money, it's just me that like just me specifically.
No, it's just you individually. No, yeah, no problem. I don't pay Chad because he told me when I got here that I'm only here for the money, so I decided that I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's kind of douche.
Yeah,
well,
he's been known to do that.
But it's like I could either hide it or I could just tell him up front. You know.
Yeah.
I could just be like, hey, Jake, like, if that is your name, I can't really remember, like. Every 10th of the month or else.
Yeah.
Locks on the outside of the garage door. So
yeah, that's the issue here. The door locks on the outside, so I can't lock myself in. However, I can be locked out, which is a bit of a problem. There's been a snag there yet. Yeah. The only other issue is there's this law in the house that I can't be in the house past 9 p.m., which I've been trying to revoke.
You were
recently.
Up at 3 a.m. this morning in the house.
Yeah, I know. I brought. Well, you don't rat on me.
I saw you.
Well, Carson's got to enforce the rules. He's the deputy of the house.
I thought we were boys.
Yeah, but
me
after
too,
nine,
until you broke the nine.
Yeah, come on, Jake. You should have thought about that. Yep. Pretty much just been doing that. Jake's been here. Been meaning to get him on, kind of introduce him.
He's been here for a while now, like 5-6 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a couple days over a month now.
Oh, yeah, well. It's been over a month, yeah.
I was on the 11th, I think.
Life's only gotten worse for me.
Yeah, it's just been getting shittier and shittier.
Never have I been so diametrically opposed to someone about all my food intake habits. This guy doesn't like milk, pepperoni Hot Pockets. And I hear about it every time I consume any of those.
I'm pretty sure Jake doesn't have anything in the fridge.
I don't own anything.
Jake just DoorDash. Right,
yeah,
everything.
It's been a while. Yeah, I've been, and I just go to Western and get my individual meals, which I'm pretty sure equates to a lot more than I would if I.
Western
just
is dangerous. Being right
it's
there.
Bad. Yeah, I've been.
And
it's
it
been
makes
a month
it even that. Worse that you work at a grocery store. So like you could just literally get stuff
when
after
when
work.
When it's time to go home, it's time to go home. Mm-hmm. Like I hear the weed calling me, and I have to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, no one other than me would understand that better.
Yeah,
you know, that type of
calling. Preaching to the choir here.
Uh-huh. I'll break the spoiler alert, Eric. You can stop listening. We're not going to talk to you. We're not going to talk about you. You can fucking go tweet something and get 0 likes again.
Oh, my God.
But now, but anyways.
We're a kind household.
Yeah, we respect each other pretty much.
Halloween's coming up, and this is always one of my favorite Halloween topics. You can look at the past, you can look in the present. You know, and it's just fun to talk about because, you know, there's so many things. Halloween is a holiday itself, but then you get costumes. And then back in the day, you had candy, and now you have parties now and parties then. But it's really different now because there's a lot more freedom. Going to Spirit Halloween is like a fun thing to do.
It was a disappointment, though, this year.
This year, I think they got fucked so hard, like on inventory. Like, because I remember going last year and it was like full of stuff. But now it's like the bare minimum and just ads to order stuff online.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Spirit Halloween.
The adult shop had better costumes.
What is Spirit Halloween?
It's like a store that pops up seasonally. No, but they do have their own version called Halloween City.
Oh, okay.
But these are like I can't believe you have no idea about this because I feel like Oregon City, which where you're from, is like the king of them because
they're everywhere.
Are they?
They live in, like, places that are shut down.
To be fair, they just come out, like, in September, October, and then, like, they...
I figured I would have seen one at some...
Like, there would be one where the Kmart was. Stuff like that.
Yeah, they just, like, run out of spot.
Okay, well... That's clothes.
So right now, they're where, like, this old, like, women's, like, clothing store is by, like, TJ Maxx and Trader Joe's and that, like, block of stuff. GameStop's over there. And me and Carson didn't go together, but we took our turns scouting it out. So you don't have to. So you can listen to this podcast and know there's nothing there in general.
It is the worst one I've seen.
So if you have time to order it, do it. There's shipping that will get it there and you'll get a better idea. Mm-hmm. If you don't know your size and you're an adult, just fuck it. You're just stuck with whatever you order.
You know, I used to not know my size until Chad over here took me to the mall and he saw
this recently.
No, it was when I was in college.
Wow.
So like this was like Carson was probably not even 20 or like just 20, I'd say. Yeah. So it was like before either of us lived down here, but before it was even an idea that we'd live down here. Like he was in Washington at the time before being pre-homeless.
This is pre-homeless Carson.
And
this
we were homeless.
Yeah, for a little bit. Chad made a GoFundMe about it.
Yeah, no one cared. People were like, thank God he's homeless. If there's one person who didn't deserve a home.
Yeah, dude.
It's Carson.
I got my grandma. I got her. She let me in.
The Rome days.
Yeah. She let him stay in Washington. Nice place.
It was a nice place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Both your grandparents have nice places.
I don't like Washington.
You've been to both of my... Chad's been to both my grandparents.
Washington is like just the worst version.
Yeah, it's just
Oregon.
An off-brand Oregon, and it sucks. And
like I drove through the majority of it a few years ago, or like a year ago, to go to Washington. Like I ended up at a nice place, but just it's literally like
just it's not pretty.
I'm sure there's nice places.
Like there,
it's not like, terrible.
It's like Oregon without
any sun and
anything.
It's just like the most boring thing.
Who says that?
I mean the only time I ever went to Washington was to buy like vape stuff when I was 18, but it was like not yet. Every time I went
that
there,
was like Carson's hustle. He'd lick me up already. That's when it was like 21 here but 18 there.
Me and Ian would go, and every time we'd cross the border from like Oregon to Washington, it would just get overcast and dumpy, and it was always just, I don't know. Every part of it looks like the worst part of Portland to me.
I don't like Washington. Yeah,
I don't like Washington either. I would rather...
Although the waterfront has been looking really nice.
I haven't been in a while.
It's just brand new. It has like restaurants and bars and stuff all along it now.
Really? Because the last time I was in the waterfront...
It's really nice. I
bought some weed from a guy named Amen. And just like a group of homeless people. I didn't. My friend Chandler did. I was very uncomfortable. I did not. I was not supposed to be there. If you can't tell by my voice, I'm just like super average white dude, afraid
just
of everything.
Just a bitch.
Yeah, just a huge bitch. Don't need to be in that environment. But yeah, haven't seen Amen since. Wonder how he's doing. And go talk to homeless people in the waterfront and see if we can find him. He was the boy.
It's rough out here for the weed seller. It's not just the most common
job. Take your business
job
somewhere else. Like, if you want to be a weed dealer, you gotta like go not here.
They're all selling pyramid schemes on Instagram now.
I know so many people in those weird pyramid schemes. Like, they get, like, posting about shampoo and stuff on their story. It's like,
dude,
it's
like the, oh, yeah, like, and I'm like, oh, I it sounds 15. Cool. I want to get on sale for $100, like a 12-ounce bottle of shampoo. Yeah.
It's like, I make $1,500 a week sitting in my room. I'm like, no, you don't. Like, that's just not true.
No one's going to buy $100 shampoo, $80.
I like to think it's, like, just part of growing up, because there were, like, a lot of, like, pyramid schemes that adults were running, like, when we were little kids, that's like, true. Mary Kay or, like, Avocare or whatever. It's all, like, this multi-level marketing type of things. So it's like, when we get older, obviously these things are going to happen as adults, but it's just funny that now we get to experience it.
It's just funny that I just can't believe people will believe in these products and believe in these companies. I mean, like, sure, I'm assuming you make some decent money, but, like, it's just like, I don't know,
it's a lot of work. Like, clearly you're required to make a certain amount of social media posts,
just make an ass of yourself to everyone who follows you. Dude,
no, that's so smart. It's like the boss probably just doesn't have to do anything. Oh, I bet. Just has all them post about it for them.
Yeah, and it's funny. These people start thinking that, like, people that are following them are, like, their fans and shit. It's like, right.
Mm-hmm. We just want to see you fail.
Yeah, no, it's like watching, like, I don't unfollow those people because it's, like, my own personal they're reality trying. TV. Yeah. No, it's, like, reality TV. It's, like, actually real, though. I get to watch these people just shit on their lives for years, and I just get to, like, laugh about it. But I know it's real. It's not that fake stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to name drop a couple people, but
if they've gone after...
There's a lot of good people who do it.
Yeah, sure, and yeah. I assume, like, if you're over a year into it, obviously there's some sort of success you're seeing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to judge it. Like, no, I just fucking
think it's funny. I feel like a lot more people fail than succeed, but, like, I mean, the people who succeed, good for you. I mean, your life must be great. Yeah. You don't do anything. Like, honestly, you probably don't. Like, there must be some kind of effort, I'm sure, but, like, posting on your phone is not effort. Like, it's not real work.
Now, come on. Posting stuff on your phone and selling it's real work. come on, guys. I sold this sweater for $100 pre-fees that I paid, like, 16 cents for.
Yeah.
In total.
He's so good at that.
Yeah,
I don't know,
like,
what's going on.
Some it's like what I learned from the podcast is it's like you gotta let people know you're successful enough mm-hmm. to where they like buy into it a bit more. Like, if I didn't have these microphones or have an ad running, like, it would have been treated as a bit more of a joke from someone they went to school with versus something like people would actually be cool with doing if I asked them doing it.
Yeah.
So in the same way, I gotta be like, I could totally sell this to anyone internationally. Like, I have sales to, like, Canada and stuff like that, but, like, you could get this at a way better deal, which is, like, my goal, because it's more fun to, like, sell to people, you know, and see them wearing it and, like, oh, it's really cool that they're doing that. Like, I found that, like, 4 months ago and it was like, or whatever, you know. So just kind of seeing stuff like that, because it's just stuff I would buy anyways. I don't just buy random stuff.
Yeah,
things and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you prefer the thrifting side of it as opposed to, like, buying what's hot, like, having, like, setting a bot up and buying, like, what's...
There's, like, I mean, there's, like, a certain amount of knowledge that comes with that, but, like, there's so many things that sit out for, like, weeks that, like, people pass on and stuff because they just don't know enough about it or respect it. Like, there's a certain amount of, like, knowing, like, just feeling quality in a shirt. It doesn't have to be old, but it has to be, like, something quality enough where you think it's lasted for a reason and that it has, like, some sort of design or has a brand, especially in vintage shirts. There's so many different companies that made blanks back then and people just printed on them. So you have to kind of know about that. And it's just learning as you go. Like, I'm way smarter than when I was.
You probably lost a bunch of money in your time, like, selling stuff from like...
So last night I went through everything. I started everything like I have here, like physically for sale or that I'm going to sell. Is like $700. I have $700 into the stuff I have here, but I've made, and this is after all that and after everything and after fees and after anything I've spent to ship something to someone or with like what I use to ship, like packages, stuff like that. Even the ink, I got the printer for free at CC's, so like got ink. Obviously that's not an expense. I'm at like over $1,000. So like for first year, like that's enough success to be a side thing that's worth my time doing. My life has gotten so easy recently. like I get to do that. Like somehow, like I'm just not working weekends. Like I didn't ask for it, but like I asked to like only work 3 days. So like none of those are ever the weekend. Right. So I'm just like here. And then like I get to do that. And then I get to like come here and there's like always someone here and like, you know, no one's like getting mad at me anytime I ask for utilities, which was a real bitch last year. Like in general, like I'm not going to put anyone down this episode, but like since like any like instance I've had to deal with, like my life is like going like perfect. Like it's just so easy. Like I was telling my boss that and she got kind of concerned because she's like someone who's more work driven and like needs a challenge. And I'm like, this is not challenging at all. Like yeah. I would not be here like at my job, like if it was hard on me in any ways.
That's why I work at Fred's.
Yeah. Like I just want the easiest amount that I can do for the most amount of money right now. Save up, enjoy, split rent, whatever here, and then like figure it out in the future. Like the one thing the pandemic taught me is like I just love doing nothing.
Yeah.
Like probably like one of the happiest times in my life was just being here and waking up at 10 and like watching Drew do 8 T-bowls in the like on the dryer and come back out and then we all play Madden until like we want to go to bed.
Cleaning that dryer after the years of abuse that it dealt with from me and everyone else that smoked T-bowls was a nightmare. Yeah. I deserve to clean it up, that's for sure. But like, holy shit, that
tea, you can't get rid of tea, especially when you're breaking cigarettes over a dryer, yeah, like a crackhead.
Some genius fucking, they were like cleaning something, like some type, and they just like spilled a bunch of like the wax.
No, I'm pretty sure that was snowboard wax.
Yeah.
And like,
and that just didn't go, and it took a long time of scraping.
Yeah, which is just like a dumb situation because immediately, like, coming to find out, like, the snowboard didn't even need to be waxed. It was fine. It was just someone not knowing it didn't. And then, like, that's obviously the stupidest place. You could have waxed it and then not to clean up afterwards immediately, which would have made it way easier. It just didn't happen either. So.
Yeah, I do agree with you, though, that I was kind of, like, a little, not disappointed with myself, but I just thought it was funny that I really wasn't, like, everyone was like freaking out about the pandemic and how like upset they were and about like not like doing anything. I was like, I'm pretty content, like I'm like, no, I'm not doing, like I like, I don't know, like it sucked not seeing people, but like I didn't think it's been that hard on me,
yeah,
to be honest. Like,
and I mean, I saw,
I'm a homebody though,
yeah, like, I saw people every day if I
yeah
needed to. Like, it's kind of different in my situation where it's like I live with people, Carson live with people, like you're not waking up and you're like completely isolated because yeah you're not gonna wear masks around. Like,
actually all my roommates left with for like 3 months, so it was just me for like a good term at my house.
Kind of got like that late in summer after like mm-hmm shutdown. Like, I'm obviously talking about, like, when everything, like, shut down, stuff like that.
When the party's ending.
So, now that Cheney's not here, obviously we can talk shit about him. Jake, what's your least
hang on, favorite? Hang on. Cheney, clean the dishes. Do the dishes.
Yeah.
I think that it's, the least favorite would have to be that he's just never available to do anything as of recent. And I don't blame him for that because he works pretty hard, but like,
dude,
get back at 5 and then like, he'll make dinner and like, I'll talk, I'll be like, oh, hey, what's up? It's like, oh, hey. I'm like, oh, hey, how was your day? He's like, good. I was like, all right, cool. I was like, you want to like do something tonight? Maybe. And then I just, no, and then that's at like 6. And then it, like, I text him at like 8, knock on his door, just nothing.
If you're hiring for any job that doesn't suck as much as his, which is probably pretty easy.
My place is hiring. Like, I've told.
So is mine.
We've been over this so really many times.
Well, you said they weren't hiring a while
ago. We just got an opening spot.
Really?
At Papa Murphy's.
Did you fire someone?
No, some person just texted like, I got another job. She was this ugly bitch, so it's fine. But she got a new job.
Can't wait to come revisit this one in 2 years.
What's her name? Highlight.
Yeah, what's her full legal name?
Did not even learn to care. She was there for like 2 weeks.
That's yep crazy. Like, you're just there for a little bit.
I don't know why you even take a job like that. I don't know. It's just weird. Like,
you're just worried you won't get a different one.
Yeah, I guess. But
no, the job was like for her boyfriend thing. So like, she could have done the 2 weeks.
It was for her boyfriend,
like his work or something.
Oh, okay.
But like, he's the boss. But yeah, it was like that.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were saying she got the job at Papa Murphy's for her boyfriend, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And then she just filled in for the yeah boyfriend. Well, how ugly could she be if she has a boyfriend?
Exactly.
That's what we all said. Good question. Disclosure: I'm not that mean, by the way.
I mean, you did just say that.
You said it with a lot of confidence.
I'm an honest man.
Yeah. An honest man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she doesn't listen.
She might.
But if you do, welcome.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Was she good at her job?
No, she was still.
Oh, so there was no redeeming.
She was going to get fired anyway, so. Yeah.
Well, you deserved it then.
It worked out.
She was sending a lot of pizzas this way because she just kept fucking them up.
She wouldn't even put cheese on it. She would just forget about cheese.
That's just, I don't know how you can even work. If you can't remember to put cheese on a pizza, then you probably shouldn't be employed at anywhere.
Pizza Hut, actually.
And she still didn't know how to put cheese on a pizza?
She would just forget to put the cheese on top. I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. Do you remember the cheese? Would you say you're the best pizza maker right now?
No, I'll probably be I'll be one of the fastest, but
no. But you put love into your pizza, though.
No, I don't.
You don't? Just into mine?
Just into mine.
No, just into mine.
Just in my mind.
Just into my pizzas.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, when it's people that I know, yeah. But when it's people I don't know, I just don't care. Because, it's this mom will tell me about her whole entire day, and I'm like, I don't care. This one mom, though, gave me a $100 tip.
$100?
Yeah.
Was it an accident?
No.
I almost accidentally tipped him a $30 gift card.
Yeah, he came in and he's like, you want the rest of this card?
No, that's what CC said. That's what CC said. I was like...
So he went in the tip jar, grabbed this $1 Puma gift card out.
It had $33.
It had $33 on it.
Well, I was doing the math. I gave it to her because it was her last day and she bought me this crew neck. And then I said she could get whatever she wants. I didn't really know how much was left on it, but I at least wanted to check before we were just giving it away to the Papa Murphy's tip
jar. So he fucking sticks his hand in the jar, takes it out.
Well, Carson didn't hand it back to me. So I
had to. Walks out with it when he was in the jar.
So other people, you just looked like you
were. I was there for another 3 minutes and there was no one else in the store and there were two other coworkers and I dare them to question me. What are they going to do? No, it's a card. Just take a picture of the code and shred it. Then what? Anyway, so yeah, I saw Carson the other day at work.
Yeah.
If I'm at Safeway and I see his car, I might pop in.
He does most of the time, actually, yeah.
I can't believe you go to Safeway when you just use my car.
Dude, I hate Safeway.
Just use go to Fred's then.
Because I don't want to buy Kroger shit. All your stuff is just basic bargain great value shit. And some of it,
the Fred Meyer here is also kind of sketchy.
It's not great.
Yeah.
I went in the elevator. They have an elevator.
Yeah, I have to use that every day when I'm taking freight upstairs.
I didn't know that. I went in it with a cart and everything.
Yeah, I see people using that to avoid the stairs, and it's actually 15 stairs maybe.
Yeah.
And it's cool. You have to go so far back and around to get to the elevator just to end up if you just walked up the stairs. It's insane how many people.
Okay, imagine this scenario. So you're all right. You're not going to cart pad where you already have it. You're I'm gonna go up there and get what I need first. But you're all alone. So you've got your Darth Vader Lego set that you picked because the toys are up there, right? Yeah. And then you're shit, I don't have a cart. But I need to do more shopping. Do I look really weird and go grab a cart, even though those are all outside? You're not gonna easily grab a cart, or do you set the Lego Star Wars kit down and then walk to get a cart? Hope it's still there when it gets back, or some employee like Jake isn't why'd that guy just ditch that Lego kit?
I wouldn't. I don't think. I don't. People don't. If they ask me questions, I give them bare bones, and I don't make assumptions. I just go there, punch in, punch out. I don't.
Well, you might as well just grab the cart and ride the elevator. Say you did to your kids when you were in college.
It's just the people that walk up with their basket that just walk up, go through the elevator, and they just walk through, and they're 25 to 30. They're not old. They don't look like they have any disabilities. It's why do you just take the fucking stairs?
Reminds me of Baker Prairie.
Dude,
they would get if you took the elevator.
I got a key because I broke my ankle. Gave it back. I don't know where it is. I was supposed to return it, and it was in my backpack. It was in, the front pocket. Yeah, I just was, I was never, once, I was out of school, I wasn't going to take time to, go up there and, give them the key back. So, that key's probably still somewhere. It's not, a traditional key. It's, an operator, mechanics key.
So,
it's
called a lack of integrity.
Wow.
Yeah, remember one day,
Baker Prairie. I got a hat taken away. Yeah. I was wearing a hat in between class because I didn't want to lose it.
Is that middle school?
Yeah, and... fucking bitch never had a class where she was a math teacher. She's have to go get it back at the end of the day. She's I hope you learned a lesson. I'm What's what?
I never understood that. Hats? No, the dress codes at school have always been so weird. I went to a private school and yeah, it was awful. We don't need to talk about how awful that was. I know, but yeah, boo it, boo, boo. And I remember it was we had dress up days on like religious days or holidays where there would be like a mass and you had to dress up in a shirt and tie and girls had to wear like whatever, but they couldn't have like spaghetti straps or whatever, right? You know, they couldn't be showing shoulder for whatever reason. And it was 102 degrees that day, so all the guys got to take their ties off and stuff because it was too hot, but the girls weren't allowed to take off their sweaters to like show their shoulders. Like they still had to keep on their sweaters, so like just like drenched. And so I never under, it was ridiculous.
It's kind of fucked.
It was kind of fucked actually. Like it was like 102 degrees. They couldn't.
I went to a private school for a couple of years in grade school, Country Christian, Molalla, Oregon, and we had like a chapel on Fridays. It's like a short little thing, but like we also got out early on Fridays, so it's like it's kind of worth dressing up. But like then baseball season would start, I'm playing baseball and I'm like dressed like this, and we had to learn how to slide that day.
Oh yeah.
So we're just in our nice clothes, like, and then like the coach is like, well, I don't want you ruining your clothes, like, oh, get in trouble or whatever. So we had to like go cut up cardboard boxes so we could slide on that. So burning the fuck out of my arm learning how to slide.
I wish I played baseball, or like at least T-ball when I was growing up.
Dude, I was not good. But I feel like if you transport like my consciousness, even from like 6 or 7 years ago, into like the grade schooler, like I would have comprehended what to do so much better. But like I just like never got a good grip of the ball. Like I'd hit so many fouls. But for some reason, like I didn't even feel like I was short at the time. But I'd get fucking hit by so many balls, dude. But I was getting on base for it, so I was like kind of getting used to it.
You built up a tough shoulder.
I had to do something to get on base.
See where you were hogging the plate. You were going up front of the plate.
I also just always had to piss. I guess I'd just never go before I left, and I'd always have to go. And one time I left like my equipment bag at home when I was being taken by someone else. Like,
oh, really?
By a different parent.
Oh god, yeah.
So we had to like round up.
And taken
like,
from baseball practice.
Yeah. So.
Did you dip back then?
Of course. No, so we were really into sunflower seeds, and we like would not crack them open or eat them properly. We'd just like spit them through the fence.
Okay.
Like when we're in the dugout, you just try and aim through there. That's your sideline fun when you're not making the starting line.
Is there anything else fun in the dugout?
I don't know. I remember like we sung like a song. This is like one time. It's like something popular on the radio, and like back then, like you don't really get this greater idea of community. So once you like learn that like someone else knows a song, you know, because you're not listening to music with anyone. Like in second grade, you're just like in the car on the way home, and that's like, oh, you know that song. So that's like my baseball experience. I played like T-ball in Arizona for the Cleveland Indians. You get like licensed teams when you're like in a state that has professional sports teams. So like in flag football, I was the Packers. In baseball, I was the Cleveland Indians, classic racist logo. Sponsor on the back for a podiatrist.
You mean the Cleveland baseball team?
CBT. I didn't make it to that era. Chief Wahoo, proud and clear on mine. You know, it was Columbus Day the other day.
I don't celebrate that holiday.
And so what a lucky like way to get a holiday. Like you fucking were going to India and you somehow end up in Florida, and now people thought you discovered America.
Actually, I was thinking about this. What if people like before him like full on went to America and like, you know, like
there were people there when he got there.
Yeah, so
it's like what did they do?
They didn't find it.
They kind of
just didn't go back.
They spawned in.
Been spawning there though. They've been spawning there for a long time.
He was just the first guy to go back and tell.
It's like you know when you're playing Minecraft and like you sail out enough to where like you're on an infinite world. So like you're the first person to find this village. Like that's Christopher Columbus.
Yeah. Am I going to have a holiday for that? No.
No, I get...
You didn't even get work off for it, man. It's not even a real holiday.
Post office. Well, now it's like Indigenous People's Day.
Yeah. But you guys remember the 1492 song?
No.
No?
Oh, what? It's not like a song, but it's just like a rhyme to remember the ships. Like the fucking ships matter.
I don't remember it, though.
We celebrate the fucking ships that took those races to fucking Florida. Like, that even matters. I don't know what we're doing. The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Fuck all three of those. Crazy how they were just making wood go across the Atlantic in the 1800s.
And now we celebrate them. Now we think about them.
Yeah. It's wild. Right, Carson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's got it? Is it? I mean, that bug bite.
Beavers lost.
Did they?
Yeah. Last weekend.
4-2.
4-2.
That's like the best we've ever been, though, in like the past like
2 years. Yeah, but it was still disappointing.
Because it was against like a bad team.
Yeah, terrible team.
But what was cool to see is that that game was an upset. Mm-hmm. We were
favored against
them. Yeah, we were favored. It is cool to lose like that.
Is it?
Well, they're now like upset. Like Washington surprisingly beats Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Well, they weren't talking about it much.
They weren't, but they did.
But we could have been ranked and we could have gone to a cool bowl game in Vegas where the Pac-12 championship is.
It's not too late.
Just don't really like football that much.
Yeah, but the atmosphere.
Yeah.
We're still going to Civil War.
Yeah, the games are fun. I like going to any live sport I'll go to, but I don't really care about football. I like every other. I like basketball, baseball, and soccer a lot. Football's just lame. I don't know. I know it's a hot take, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah, fuck you, Jake. Piece of shit. Talking shit about milk and football.
Who likes milk? Like, who actually just drinks milk? Like why would you just drink
milk? Two-fifths of the house.
Drink your normal oat milk, man.
No. Like, no. I just would rather... Anything but oat milk. I drink any other milk. Like, almond milk, too? Almond gross. Milk? No. Why would you...
Those are the two that I buy.
Yeah, I know. That's why no milk, one drinks them but
almond
you.
Almond milk, like, increases estrogen levels.
Yeah. That's a good plan, though, because if you buy... If you buy that, like, almond milk and stuff, you know no one in the house will ever steal it. Because it's gross. Like, I'll never take any.
Puccini might just fucking...
What do you...
Pour it out.
And what's this liberal milk doing in our fridge?
I like my liberal milks. What is estrogen, by the
way? It's like female testosterone.
Yeah, it's like their version. That's as far
Dude,
as...
Dude, that makes so much sense.
Like, you take the estrogen pills when you're like...
No, no one heard that.
What?
Your phone.
Oh.
That was the least productive back and forth I've ever heard.
Oh, it's a Bumble message.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. All right. Live Bumble message. Let's see it. Describe it out.
Well, it's Bumble, so it's probably...
Okay, I'll give you guys the honest take on
that. Yeah, well, let's see what Carson does, and then we'll see what Jake says.
Okay. Hey there.
We got to get the picture. I don't care about the message. The picture is important.
Let's see. She's...
Well, come on. Personality's important.
How the fuck do I use Bumble? Okay.
Seeing a lot of hidden face.
I am too.
You know what? I won't count that as an L. She seems nice. Maybe you should say something nice back.
She's only 4'9", dude. Fuck that.
You could throw her like a football.
Hey, finally someone Chini would be taller than.
Barely.
Well, says here she drinks frequently.
Is that like a badge?
And she's a Scorpio.
What?
Is that like a badge you can get on Bumble?
Yeah, like frequent drinker. There's like a
female, like your
what
age,
mine even
drink,
say?
How much you drink.
I made one for me, actually.
Yeah, do you want to shout out your Bumble?
It says 5'11", active, in college. I drink socially. Smoke, never.
Okay.
Smoke the other way, socially. There's two types.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I actually put the other smoke and I put frequent on it. it's been a long time since I was a frequent tea user, let me tell you.
You should get on the CBD cigarettes.
Why would I do that?
Because you'd look cool.
That's true.
But
that's
you'd
true.
Feel good.
I can start. No, I'll just start dumping out like cigarettes and just putting like I'll just put other stuff in there, and then people will think I'm cool. Or I could just buy those chocolate cigarettes, have one of those.
Yeah, some candy ones.
Yeah. And if you don't actually smoke the cigarettes, then you can just have a pack of them for a long time and just keep them on me, so people think I smoke.
I'm totally gonna message back. Hang on.
Yeah. Do you want to say what you're messaging?
I have no clue what to say.
All
right.
Say, okay, well, what are the parameters here? Like, do you care about this? Like,
no,
this
I don't care, but don't be mean.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be mean, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. When that, when yeah, what if she's listening right now?
What if she's a fan of the podcast?
Yeah, you should have put that in your Bumble account. Frequent guest on guest on podcast, frequent.
Chadcast listener.
All right, listen to this latest podcast we just dropped and see if you think you're compatible with me still.
It'd be a good way of people getting to know you, though. Be like, hey, like, we can...
Yeah.
What's going on here?
See, but I still think it'd be hilarious if you did.
What?
Come on, Carson, it's a safe space. He's not listening. Come on.
He's totally good.
It's locker room talk.
Come on. Yeah, it's just locker room talk, Carson.
You can't be offended.
It's just the boys.
This is just boys. If you're listening and you're not one of the boys, that's on you. Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go. This is a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see the message. Come on, bring it over here. Well, I knew it. I thought you were going to say it. I thought you were saying something to him. I thought you were saying something to him. So we could, like, talk about it and be cool. Back to Halloween. I don't think we talked to it about it that much. Jake didn't know what Halloween, a spirit Halloween was.
Wow, was that how sidetracked?
Yeah, that was like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. What's you got some costume ideas, Jake? What do you think you're gonna go as?
Danny Phantom was cool. The Danny Phantom was a cool idea. I wanted to be a Power Ranger too. That was also cool.
Jesus.
What?
You just got
I knew. Right now. I have plans. I'm not waiting.
You know, Jake professionally cosplays. Right?
Yeah,
that's true.
Danny Phantom would be cool though, but I just don't want to dye my hair.
You should dye your hair white or gray.
White, red, gray. But like
it's like silver.
Half gray, half white.
Yeah, it's just such a like a mission to do that.
You should outline yourself with black lines to really sell the fact of your cartoon.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. I could be like, I don't know. I think if we all went as Power Rangers, that'd be cool. But I think everyone's kind of expelled that idea. The codename Kids Next Door would be fun too. I just don't know how we would actually like who would be number.
I think
number
it got
five.
Canceled.
It didn't get canceled, but I don't know. We're just a bunch of people walking around in hoodies.
Yeah, and
except like whoever has to be like number three, just like fucking lederhosened up or whatever his thing is.
Which one's number three?
The fat one, I thought.
No, he's number two. Number three is the girl in the green.
The black one.
No, number. Oh, God. Okay, well,
I thought she was number three, and then
yeah,
I was going to be Wallaby, number four.
He's number four. Oh, yeah, no, number... I'm getting them all confused. Who's the fat one?
That's... that's what we're trying to figure out. I confidently said three.
It's number two in the red shirt, right?
No, number one.
No, he's number one. The bald one?
No. Oh,
yeah,
he has a red shirt?
Yeah, he's a red shirt.
Oh, shit.
I think number two is the fat one. Number three is the green. Number
look
four.
It up,
number
Jake.
Number two is the
all
fat
right,
one,
all right,
for
all right.
Sure.
Can't be this misinformed with phones in front of us. This is a new era. We don't just wildly guess. We
yeah, why,
nothing
why,
but the
why,
truth.
Why did we do
okay, number two is Hoagie Penny Whistle number two Gilligan Jr. He's the fat one.
Yeah, all right.
Number three is Kooky Sandban. Yeah, she's the one in the green.
Yeah.
Number four is Wallaby. Number five is the one with the dark hair.
You can't even say your name. It's worse.
She doesn't have a fucking name. It's just number five.
No, that's fine. No, go to the.
Oh,
wiki.
Abigail Lincoln. Oh. Abigail
no
Lincoln.
Way. This guy didn't take the time to scroll down one.
Well, I didn't look at any of them. I just knew all their names except for hers.
How'd you know Hoagie's full fucking name?
Well,
fuck you. You did not have
look,
that.
Watch. You guys can't see. Okay, number five, and then number four. See this one. Right there, that it says it right
there's
in front
no
of me.
Excuse.
It's
no,
right there. I didn't
no
have to scroll
Jake,
for it.
Jake.
I didn't have to scroll
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, but you knew. You're not. We're not going to sit here and think not all characters got names. Jake.
Maybe they didn't give her one. It was a different time.
Jake's the worst. Yeah, he's out. This is why we had to keep a garage in between us.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, don't get it confused. This is my room that we're sitting in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like an open layout. It's an open layout that leads to the garage. It's very comfortable
yeah.
for me.
It's like how like open kitchens got popular.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do over here. By choice completely.
Kind of like a studio apartment.
Yeah.
That'd be like the easiest way to describe it.
I mean, this is way bigger than the room I was at before. Like, I actually like it a lot in here. It's nice. I haven't seen a single bug. The first night I got here, what a moth like went like ate Pilot Jones and just flew in between the crack in between like the screen and the window, which is very small, mind you, and it's just a fat fucking moth just flies right through. I saw it too.
Who the fuck is he?
Pilot. I think that's like a cartoon character. I don't know. I can't. Like, it was like he was like a really. I need to look it up. Hold on. Hold on.
Alright, I'm holding on.
Everyone hold your...
The best I've made, I'm fucking...
Apparently he was a World War II pilot. I don't know where I heard that from, but what it came great, what a great it was. It was historically accurate, and it was... You guys questioned it, it could have gone away, no one would have thought a thing about it, you had to bring it up.
You ever see the Penguins of Madagascar movie?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you know, where the lion...
Wait, yeah, I haven't seen this movie.
But no, good. Wait, no, it's not. No, not that one. I'm sorry.
It was terrible.
It might be like I don't know if I'm confusing the Penguins of Madagascar and then like the third Madagascar movie.
I only saw the first.
But there's one where it's like a circus.
That's the third Madagascar.
Yeah, and there's like a lion or a tiger or something, and he's like a tiger, and he like spins around to get into this small ring. So that would have been a way better reference, as you can tell.
I haven't seen that movie, and it took a way longer time to get there.
Got it. We don't need to watch the video.
I am watching it after I answer these few questions on YouTube.
Oh, we don't let any ads go through. We don't want another ads. It's supposed to be fun for you guys to listen to.
We'll link this video in the description so you can watch with us. But I'll describe it as you go. So he's like kind of a they're lighting this like wedding ring sized ring on.
It's a tiger. It's a tiger.
It's a Bengal tiger. And he's gonna spin. He's a big guy.
Oh shit.
Way taller than Carson, you'd have to think. Eight chinis high. And he's going to jump through this, but he's going to do some crazy flips first.
He's only flipping in the light, too. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. No,
he's flying now. He's currently flying through the air.
And he's spinning, which obviously helps, like, get through.
Yeah, no, this...
But the backstory is he wasn't able to do this earlier in the movie. He quit because he couldn't do it. And it caught on fire, and he felt ashamed. All right, Carson,
okay, that seemed more than enough.
All right, so Jake, now that you know what I'm talking about, that would have been a way better reference for you to implore. At least someone might have got that instead of like some World War II pilot.
I don't know where that came from. He's a real dude though.
I've heard of him. Yeah,
yeah.
I feel that's such a fucking common name. Like you could not know that. Like you could have just said Ace Pilot and then Jones, and then like yeah, that probably would have popped up as something because pilots were just dying back then. They're just dropping like flies. So there you go. Just in case you need to make that reference again, just in case.
Right,
you,
yeah, no. You what bring, was the like, tiger's a... name though? Did we ever learn the tiger's name?
You could look that up. That's kind of your job too. Look up the names of these cartoon characters we bring in.
Anyway, back to Halloween.
Of course. So, any other costumes?
No, that was about it. That was about it. That's me. Mm-hmm. Carson, your turn.
Oh, dude, I'm dressing up as the main BG, the guy with the long hair, the attractive one. You know, they were all super ugly except for the one guy.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be him. There's so one super hot dude.
There's like the guy with the long hair. The main guy. The guy that sung. Something Gibbs.
Look it up, Jake. I don't even know what the Bee Gees fucking look like. Dude, I remember like there was like an episode of Fairly Odd Parents where like Cosmo talks about the Bee Gees.
Which one?
One on the top.
Let me look at these guys. I mean, that bottom one's balding, but maybe back in his day, maybe he had a run.
The middle guy's got some teeth issues, but overall, ugly is kind of a strong word for these.
Yeah, guys. Well, when you're Carson, there's a certain type of way men have to look.
Maurice Gibb.
Not that one.
You don't want to be Maurice?
No, they're...
What about Barry and Robin?
It could be Barry Gibb. It might be the other guy, though.
Robin Gibb?
No, there should be a total of four.
Is that what you blocked in, though? Like, do you even know how to make that costume? Like, what does that imply? Are you just going to be singing
just a 70s?
He's going to buy a 70s thing with the long hair. My beard might not be long enough to what his is at that point, because I just shaved.
Barry Gibb, Robin Gibb, Maurice Gibb, Vince Maloney, Colin Peterson, and Jeff Bridgeford.
Well, then it is Barry Gibb.
Okay. I was about to say, when he said Gibb, I figured there's no one going to be closer to that.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Jake.
Thanks, bud.
I'm looking at a few costumes. Back in the day, I was the Red Ranger for like 4 Halloweens in a row, so I've kind of retired that since. Big into Power Rangers. It was like right, I think it was just on before I went to bed. So like, that's like the last
thing. Power Rangers was the shit.
Dude, the toys were dope.
They were really fun.
Dude, I had the Megazord.
You did?
Yeah, like I had this.
Envy of every kid.
Yeah, like it transformed into a train when it wasn't in Megazord mode.
A train?
Yeah. It's $20.
$20?
Yeah. I got $20. I went to Toys R Us. I'm like, I fucking need the Megazord.
See, I got $20 and went to Toys R Us, and I ended up buying a Club Penguin game. That's all I remember from Toys R Us.
A game really you could play for free.
No, but because you got the DS one, and then if you buy the $20 DS version, then you could get a code from the DS version that you could use on the main game to get into a secret base that only people that paid could get into. And I got it pretty early, so I was the only one ever in there, so I couldn't even share it with anybody. Like, no one could get in with me, so I was just sitting there by myself and wait.
Because who had internet access back then, or at least, like, the knowledge to enter in a code?
Yeah. Well, I was, like, I was old enough to, I don't know, I figured it out.
Some old man.
I remember also, I went to a Target one time, and you know, like, how they'd have, like, those, like, little, like, toys that you could, like, buy, and then you scan the code on them, it was basically a gift card with a toy?
Yeah.
I would just, like, take pictures of all the Club Penguin ones. I stole a lot of them. I mean, Club Penguin was a big part of my childhood. And I would just, like, took pictures of all of them on my phone, and then I would go home and cash them all, and it worked.
The same person who got mad at me for not returning the middle school Baker Prairie elevator key.
Well, I never said I didn't have... I had any
integrity. Oh, here, just... Carson, what have you stole?
Nothing. I don't think I've ever stolen. Oh, some street signs. Some cones. I stole a pizza from work once.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of a bad
thing.
Wow. Get a bit too intense for me.
Exactly. No, I don't really steal.
I didn't really steal much. It was that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Once you saw what happened to Tyson and to a greater extent, Sean.
Colin used to steal baby bottle pops from Fred Meyer, so he would just steal like 6 of them, and then he just like would never pay for them, and I was just like, you could just pay the $2 for like the dollar each.
Yeah, Chini, I looked over your parents' tax returns. You could definitely just, you probably have it. You could probably buy the baby bottle pop.
But he would like have the money, like he would get the money from his parents to go get the food, and then we'd go to the place, and then he would steal the food, and then just keep the money.
It's crazy.
I've done that once or twice.
I remember I went to a movie with Sebastian Hill. We saw The World's End. It was like the second R-rated movie I'd ever seen. We not only snuck candy in, we snuck like full-on cold Amp energies.
Amp is not good.
Amp's okay. It's like...
you gotta get some.
It's like... Back then it was hitting. I was, like, in freshman or sophomore year, and we were, like, I don't think you're, like, so this isn't really stealing, but the ability to sneak a cold drink in to the Canby movie theater is not easy. I one time went with Tyson, and we went to the Dollar Tree before, and he was wearing, like, just a hoodie, and he left the box of, like, candy that he bought from Dollar Tree in the pocket, and the guy clearly saw it and took it from him and said, you could have this back. And I just kept mine, like, I have mine in, like, in between, like, my pants and underwear, like, under my shirt.
You gotta go with someone that has a purse. It's the only way.
Well, I used to work in a movie theater, and they don't make money from the movies. They all make, like the money's all from concession. That's why they're so hard about it. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's too fucking expensive.
And my boss owned the Canby movie theater, too, so I assume they're probably the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he never caught me.
Never caught you.
Mitchell Underwood didn't quite have it.
Next podcast, I'll teach you guys how to sneak food into movie theaters.
All right, so you're gonna need a few dollars to buy, like, obviously the food from somewhere else.
Same way.
And you're gonna have to get really loose. Can't be tense for step number 2. Mm-mm. Jake, how's your first in-person podcast going?
It's better than, you know, I feel like it's easier to have a conversation when you're sitting with people. You can use your hands more. You can, I mean, anyone listening doesn't get to have that. But I get to have that at least.
Well, they get to pretend they're in the conversation. Yeah, when like I bring up a topic, they're like, I know what I would say.
Yeah, we should start leaving blank spaces for them to start talking, and then we'll just give some vague response.
Some podcast mad gab.
Yeah.
So anyways, guys, and then just blank.
Yeah, just blank. And be like, what do you think? And
then interrupt the host.
Yeah, right? No, yeah, you gotta leave spots. Like, you'll be talking, you just gotta break it off because they'll interrupt you if it's something hot.
Yeah.
Interactive podcast. It's coming soon.
Yeah, if I sign my
podcast
Netflix.
Podcast VR. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it's like the podcasts that have like a camera are a bit more entertaining, but I don't really want one. I don't think a camera wouldn't add much to what we're doing here. It's not really.
Well, it doesn't help that we're in the worst lit part of this property.
Yeah, because one of our roommates has this weird obsession with buying lights that just can't be white. They have to be red.
Our hallway light is red and we can't change it.
It looks like Halloween Michael Myers in our hallway. It's just you can't see shit. We were making food one time and someone was cutting onions. And then Colin just walks out, Alexa, turn the lights like green. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? He's cutting. He needs to see. He's like, dude, it looks cool in here. I'm like, the first day I come into the garage, I turn on my light and it's just too dim, just super, super dark green lights. I couldn't see a damn thing in here.
Yeah, Chini had one day off while we weren't here. We left him unsupervised. That's what happened. All the fucking lights got changed.
Yep.
Ooh, smart plugs. Suck my dick.
I like the Alexa part. I just don't see the need for them to be that in the living room. You know, living room lights, if you want to have cool colors in there. But the kitchen doesn't need to be blue.
No, and every time I come home, it is. It's LGBT lights in this house. Pisses me off. I'm going to see that every time. Mm-hmm. Hard day of work.
Yeah. I just want to go home and go make
something.
Like,
looks like someone's fucking welding.
Yeah.
Ate it here.
Yeah.
Should have never invited these people here.
Yeah.
Nothing but problems.
I mean, it's only for the money, though.
Well, of course. Yeah, that's what I tell myself. You only care about the money.
Yeah. You look at the mirror and say, Chad Talon only cares about money. And then you walk out and start your day.
Yeah, I only care about money. And I'm going to go to the Western Market. That's how I start my days.
Buy Hot Pockets?
Yeah. I don't buy my Hot Pockets there.
You buy them in bulk?
Yeah, I buy the 10-pack.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you guys go to Western Market that much. I would hate to be your financial advisor.
Well, it's safer than driving.
Yeah.
What do you mean? No one stops to let you cross on that. If someone told me that someone died, I would believe it.
Driving in Corvallis is it's just so miserable. It's not fun to do. Everyone's an idiot. Pedestrians just walk. Bikes are everywhere and they think they're cars. I hate to, if you ride a bike and you ride a bike like you're driving a car, you're a fucking chode. No one likes you. You're an asshole. Go on the fucking sidewalk. I could kill you going 7 miles an hour. Don't be in the middle of the road. Don't swerve. Fuck it. There's been a lot of, it happened in Portland too. There's been a lot of breaking uphill while I've been here, which has been pissing me off. I'm behind someone in a 35 and we're going 30 and I'm seeing their brake lights go when we're going up a hill. It's I don't know. They hit their brakes. No one knows how to drive here. The bikes are the worst part, though, because I actually have to check my bike lanes all the time.
Is it any better, in Oregon City?
Yeah, there's no one rides bikes in Oregon City. There's a lot of homeless people, but they don't bug you. They just sit. They sit around, and they don't get in the middle of the road.
It's that bad, but maybe I'm used to it.
I drive home from when I'm closing from work, and there's people that are acting like Tyler, just, walking in the middle of the road, just blacked out drunk, thinking it's funny to be in front of cars. It's clear the fuck out. Going home. That's everyone here.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about driving?
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Yeah. I think I'm just a defensive driver, so I can kind of prepare for those situations.
That's fair.
Or I just see people like Chini, who is deathly afraid of driving, where I'm like, I'm never... sometimes you just need a basis of something to know. You're like, I can never... I should not let myself get to that level. Follow Eric on Twitter, and then you'll have a great basis for where you shouldn't be in life and how you shouldn't be doing something.
You said it was safe for him to not listen. You said he could turn it off.
I don't want him to be here. Like, imagine you, we just have people here, Nick's in the corner just listening to us. It's just not cool. Like, go. Like, please don't. Like, you've left. You guys made a new group chat. Like, you guys felt the same way. Carson never hated him, but he always hated Carson. So
I guess so.
He hated you?
I guess. Yeah.
Well, that's a common thread. Everyone hates Carson.
That is true. Yeah. You know, it's like we're friends at first, and then I just say something retarded, and then you know, they just hate me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, it happens.
And then they come crawling back for Papa Murphy's pizza. What are you gonna do? It's about time to start wrapping it up. I feel like.
Carson, you have anything for that? He looked at you, so I figured you were talking.
We're gonna have a party next Saturday.
Yeah, all you guys are invited.
There's not a guarantee all you guys are invited. Be very clear.
You're not coming. Don't show up.
You will get a free ChadCast pin if you show up, though. From
and you can and shake Chad's hand and meet the man behind the microphone.
You just have to let us know that you heard this from the podcast.
Yeah, like you listen this far, and then you like have to like create a group chat with everyone in this house and say like. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 May I please come over?
Yeah. And park in our driveway, too. Everyone loves doing that. If you don't live here and don't pay to live here, you're supposed to park in the driveway, not in the street. Kick our cars out if you need to.
I will gladly park in the street for any guests we have
you're,
over.
You're parking in the street.
If they heard it from this podcast.
If they know the magic password.
You made a password?
Anyway. They should know it if they're real fans.
Come on, Carson.
Oh, yes.
You got it. You want to continue with whatever you were saying?
I think I'm done.
Jake, what did you got anything you say you want to wrap it up? Your first official pod?
No, I don't really have much. I don't really have anything. Ooh. Well, made some investments in ChadCoin recently. Ooh. I found something while mining down. There's this weird thing where Drew, old roommate here, we were digging to try to get under the house because we were locked out. Mm-hmm. And we struck ChadCoin right below the house, funnily enough. And we've been slowly mining it and you know, trying to
we're almost there. It takes a while.
It takes a while to get through it because, like, people don't understand what ChadCoin is, really, and that's fine. Yeah. It's on its way, but yeah.
You know, maybe we'll have an episode specifically dedicated to that, but, you know.
I don't know what ChadCoin is.
Yeah,
next episode we'll...
It's under our house. You can come by.
More about it. Yeah, we'll show you. Yeah.
Toyota Yaris.
Each coin is the size of a Toyota Yaris. That's correct. But again, that's just a little teaser for what could happen in the next.
For the value of a U.S. dollar, so you gotta have a mighty big storage unit.
Hey, you're
ChadCoin.
You're spoiling the episode. All right, so this has just been another great episode. Second of the year, believe it or not, even though the year's been this long. But, you know, we're back, kind of. And, you know, there's enough people here where I feel like I could find someone to, like, get another one. So we'll see how this goes. Beaver Games are back. I'll probably pull someone there, too, next time. So we'll just see what happens, you know. Carson, Jake, you know, they're here.
We'll be here.
I do live here now.
We'll see for how long. You could just leave, and I won't even know. I don't get told.
Just be out of your hair one day. You'll be out of mine.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much been it. You know, leave a 5-star review. Like it on certain platforms. Mm-hmm. Share it with your grandma. Mm-hmm. Tell her it's kind of like the radio, but not. Yeah. And then just kind of play it for her and leave, because even then I still get the credit. Yeah. So that's all that matters to me. I get the view. So that's I care about money and nothing else.
Yeah, that's okay, what this is for. This is not for your entertainment. This
I don't do this to talk. I don't like talking to them. Yeah. I don't like talking to anyone.
We don't have opinions on things.
I'm pretty just whatever on all topics.
Yeah.
I don't make notes for this.
I asked earlier before. He's like, oh, I think about doing a podcast. I was like, all right, sure. And then I'm like, what are we talking about? It's like, I don't know. You're the topic. I was like, cool. All right. That's all we get.
It's the great part about having guests. Just ask them stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much it. Anything you'd like to say? You'd like to do the outro, Carson? You'd like to say anything?
I'm always so awkward on these things.
That's so beautiful.
Not really. Glad to be back. Maybe one day we'll get all the roommates at the house at the same time.
to do a podcast. It's a wing and a prayer, but
maybe.
We'll see.
I'm very slow.
Well, something, out here.
Something for you guys to look forward to is maybe everyone. So that's pretty much it. Have a good rest of your night. You know, smoke a cigarette.
For me.
After you smoke a cigarette in memory of Jake, we're killing him right after this. he's now dead, so we'll see you next time without Jake specifically.
Goodbye.